Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone. We are here live tonight. Welcome. Glad to be here with you tonight. Hopefully everybody's doing good. If not, we're going to be, as always, praying for you and believing God with you to touch you, encourage you, build you up, minister to you, and believe God with you for whatever you need to take you to the next level, take you to the next day, the next hour, whatever. We're just thankful for anything we can do to encourage you and build you up. We feel greatly privileged and honored to be able to do that. So thank God for that. And give me just a second here, be right there with you. Let's see what's going on. And let's believe God for miracles of all kinds, small, big, medium, large, extra large. Whatever your order is tonight in the Lord and believe in God for, we're going to believe Him to answer that, bring that about somehow or another. Main things we can get you, one of the things that the prophetic does is it helps, or what we do here in the show is build people up. Building you up means building you up that you make it through the hour you're in, through the day you're in, through the week you're in, through the month you're in, through the, whatever you're going through. Because the enemy's greatest strategy, friend, is to get you to give up. Is to get you to quit, is to get you to say, okay, that's it. So what do? We want to come along and somehow, some way, be able to bless you, encourage you, even if it's just to make it through the night, the day, whatever, so that you won't lose heart and keep your heart strong in the Lord so that you can come out on the other side of whatever it is you're going through. And that's really what we're here to do. And sometimes we do a little correction teaching, a little this and a little that, but, you know, and when you're a fivefold person, you're accountable as a shepherd like nobody else is. And when you're a called shepherd, you are called to, you know, feed the sheep. And so we feed the sheep in a little bit different way, I guess, but we feed them in all different kinds of ways, I think. So because we do that, my responsibility before the Lord is to make sure that you get what you need and not back down and try to be gracious and be kind, right, and all that. And sometimes I get really passionate about things, and I actually just really believe in what I'm doing, what I believe God's called me to do. And so I'm passionate about that. And I think I get that from you guys. I think you're kind of passionate yourself. Don't be saying Randy Chandler's passionate. Now, you guys are pretty passionate yourself. There's no doubt about that. We got a crew of passionate people. And so it's really awesome to have that be around you. My mothers and brothers, for those who hear the word of God. Did he finish with that? Hear the word of God? My brothers and sisters and my mothers and fathers and whoever are those who hear the word of God. Now, there's a little more to it. And who obey. My mothers and brothers and sisters are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Wow. You know, it's all through the Old Testament, too, when you think about it. You know, when God told them to hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, I love the way he says voice in the Old Testament. There's nothing like, you know, you would think the Old Testament would be all about the law, right? It was about the voice of God. I love it. Even then, it was about the voice of God. You know, hearken to the voice. Hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. And the voice of God comes to us in many different ways. As long as it's backed up by the word in some fashion or form, friend, you know, wow. And the cooler that it is, that it's especially picked out just for you, is really special. It's a special cuisine, I think. And, you know, we talked last night about how that the word of the Lord is just like the Bible, just like the Bible. How can you say prophecy is just like the Bible. That almost sounds blasphemous, right? It kind of almost does it, unless you understand it, right? But the thing is that a word from God is a word from God, right? It either is or it ain't. There's nothing more easy to understand that when a word from God, it's a word from God. And God speaks, you know, that's it, man. It's the word of God. You could add it to the word, basically. So when Paul told Timothy to take the word, like we talked about last night, and to the prophecy that he had listened to, that he had received from whoever else, he didn't say who gave him. The Lord was giving him, no doubt about that, through somebody. So it was the word of God. That's why he said, it's going to help you fight the good fight. You know, I think we're just going to tap into that more and more and more and try to keep people from, you know, rejecting the word of the Lord or despising it. The Bible says, do not despise prophecy. Wow. Why? Because when it's spoken by the Holy Spirit, it's the word of the Lord. It's the word of God, just like the word of God. And that's why Paul boldly said in 1 Timothy 1:18, get those prophecies. Go back and recall them. Meditate on them, basically. And it will help you fight the fight that you're in, right? Not only because it was the word of God, but because it was what really made that special was that it was specifically for Timothy. Because he said the word that was for you, Timothy, not for your brother, not your sister, not your mom, not your brother, not the pastor, but you. It was a prophecy. So prophecy is such a cuisine. Woo, hallelujah, from God, because it is made just for you. Could you imagine going to a kitchen every day? Maybe you're rich and whatever, or you have a restaurant you go to and the chef knows you're coming. You come in twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday, and you eat whatever your favorite thing is, and on Monday you have one thing, and Tuesday you have another, and he knows exactly how you like it. He said, hey, I cooked it. Nobody eats this thing. Like, nobody likes this particular food like this except you. You're the only one. I don't know where you got it, but I'm going to cook it just for you. So when you show up, it's going to be a meal cooked just for you personally. Friend, that's like having your own chef. It's like having your own chef who cooks up a meal of the meal of heaven, of the grain of God, and bakes it up, cooks it up just for you. Wow. I mean, you know, I think that we around PGN and maybe other prophetic ministries, people just kind of get used to it maybe. I don't know if they do it as much as we do or not. I really don't know, but there may be other ministries that do this. I'm not sure. I haven't seen any. But, you know, we do it so much that I think that sometimes we might take it a little bit like, so get so used to it. I don't think very many people, our friends do that actually, but some people I think do. They get so used to it. Just like people tell you, you don't want to take communion too often because it's so holy, you might unholy it a little bit. You might just get used to it. It might become common to you. Well, then don't eat the word of God every day, right? That's what I say. If that's the fact, then if the word of God's holy, right? What's more holy, communion or the word of God? I mean, I never thought about it before. Think about it. I'll think about it. You think about it. We'll come up with something, right? What's more holy, the word of God or communion? So, I mean, literally people have told me this. And I think it's kind of a general thought process that if you take communion too often, it's going to become common to you. So do it, you know, like once a year or once a month where it's really holy. You know, and that kind of makes sense in a way, it really does. But at the same time, if you know something is really holy and you really want to be holy like God is holy, and the Bible says, be ye holy like God is holy, then what are you going to do? I don't know about you, but I think I'd be eating some of that bread every day, maybe two or three times a day. Give us this day my daily bread. Wow, I think that's what I want, because you know what? That bread's going to make me holy, man. Whoo, holy, that means in the image and likeness of Jesus. That means my soul is going to get saved three times a day. Not my spirit man. Once your spirit man's born again, he never gets born again. You never get born again. But your soul can get saved, that we talked about not very long ago. James chapter 4, it says that receive with meekness the engrafted word, for the saving of your soul. Well, that's not just a one-time thing, right? That's a, you know, you're getting your mind renewed. You're getting the engrafted word on a regular basis, or you should be. You should be. I would like to. So how often do you want to have the grafting of God? How often do you want that? Oh, we can't. We can only do it once a month, Brother Chandler, because it's so holy. We might get used to it. Yeah, well, I could see that. And if you're really carnal, you don't think about God as being holy, and you don't really not really starving for Him. If you're not really hungry, I could see that. If your hunger is like a once a month hunger or a once a week hunger, I can understand that. But man, when you're craving, when you're starving, when you're hungry, blessed are the hungry, for they shall be fed. So the more hungry you are, the more you respect and honor food. You know, like every time you go on to get to that restaurant, that cooks up the very thing that you know he knows that you want every Monday and Wednesday. And every time you go in there, he's got it hot and fresh and everything you want exactly the way you like it, you know, just for you. Nobody else has it like that but you. You know, I don't know. I guess maybe you could get used to that. But if you're like me, I've gone through times where I ate the same food, the exact food, every night at supper, every night. They used to have spinach, potatoes, what else did they have? Chicken, a fish. I had a chicken. It was a chicken breast. Anyway, I can't think of what it was. It's been a long time ago. But I used to have that every day. I had it every day for, you know, many, many months, every day. And every day I loved it because the flavors were just right. Something about that I found, I don't remember what it was, just the whole thing, the way it hit my body and my taste buds and the way I seasoned it. And I cooked it every day myself just for me. Ooh, Lord. I mean, it was simple, fairly healthy, and absolutely addictive. I mean, I was addicted, and it wasn't anything fancy. So what about the word of the Lord? But what I think what God's trying to do is he's trying to break it off the generation of people who neglect prophecy or don't understand it because they think it's just like, you know, some wild, crazy woman or man who likes to really get at it, you know, gives you some fascinating words and, you know, and that can be true, but it can be even a daily thing. I know some people have daily books that you get into the book and they have scriptures in there daily. That's prophetic in a sense. I guess you call it prophetic, right? I think that's awesome. I've read those at times. I've had friends who read them to me, and they said, man, you know, Randy, that just read my mail that day. I got up and I read that, the daily scripture for that day that they had written in there, the word for the day, and it was just right on. It just hit me, you know, like exactly what I was going through. Friend, I think that's awesome. I wish I could do that. I wish I had the anointing to write a daily book, you know, a daily prophecy or daily scripture for people with some thoughts to it. I think that would be awesome. Maybe one of these days I'll do it. I don't know. I really don't know. Got too much else going on, but it would be so awesome to feed off holiness every day. Oh my God, every day, every day, every day. You know, and just, I don't know about you, but when I get a word just for me and it's just designed for me and I can tell, you know, you go to some prophecy meetings and honest to God, sometimes I think it's half-baked over, you know, repeated things. And sometimes it's not. There's something on the prophet. But, man, when it's not, when it's hot, you can tell it's designed for you. Wow. Wow, there's just nothing like it. I think you can get addicted to that rather easily. I really think you could. So, really, really awesome. All right, where we're going tonight, I don't know. I'm just taking off. And I kind of like that message. I kind of like that message about what the Lord's speaking to us tonight, that we can, you know, we can absorb the word every day and not be some, you know, I think that's kind of the Catholic thing to me. The Catholic thing is you don't even get to read the word. or at least that way as it used to be. Maybe it's not that way anymore. Only the priest could read it to you and interpret it, you know, and all that. And, you know, I think that can be, you know, good to a certain degree, but you can't read the word yourself. I mean, do they still do that? I don't even know. So I don't know, man. I think that if the Catholics still do that, it's like the word is so holy, only the priest can give it to you, you know, and you're not holy. Maybe you're not holy in the Catholic Church. I don't know. I don't know whether you are or not. I don't know what they believe, but friend, you know, if you want to be holy, you need to get that holy word every day, one way or the other, the word of God. So anyway, there you go. All right. There's different things I want to talk about. I'm not sure exactly where I want to go tonight. So give me just a moment here. Give me just a moment. Go here and see if I can see something I want to share with you tonight. We're going to be taking communion tonight, so I guess I better get me a communion real quick, too. Let's do that tonight. I buy these little things, little cups, and it makes it really easy to do it every day, so it's a lot easier for me to do that. Maybe you should try that if you want to do it every day. You know, I'm seeing the prophetic word more as a personal thing, like it's the word of God, except it's to you personally. And I've kind of talked about that, I know, a little bit before. But I'm seeing the revelation of that more all the time, and why it says don't despise it. Because it's such a different, like Paul had brought out to Timothy, it's a whole different kind of word. Because it's, like I say, it's been baked for you, been cooked for you. It is for you personally. Sometimes it might give you a buzz. Sometimes you might think God's correcting you. Sometimes you might not want to know exactly what it means. But, you know, as we talked about before, just meditate on it. Ask God to show you, you know, what it means. And if you don't always understand it, it ought to be like a treasure chest where you're, you know, asking God to open it up for you, right? Yeah. And so when he opens it up to you, then you know, then it becomes very special and very powerful and very personal. You know, I've heard more people talk about the prophetic word than I do about scripture than they get in the Bible. And people think, well, that's not right. It's a word from God, right? That's the new thing I'm talking about tonight more than ever. It's like, since last night, it's like, it's the word of God. It either is a word or it isn't, you know, how we talked about last night. And so, yeah, so this is really, really cool. And one of the things too that I want to share with you, the reason that that giving birth to a child is going to be a whole different subject, okay? Giving birth to a child, when you're birthed out of your mother's womb is like a portal, right? Comes. You got to think about this. Out of your mother's womb, when a husband and a wife, when a man and a wife come together, and that seed and the egg come together, and there's a human being. And somehow that human being is sent from heaven when there's a conception going on. And a human being comes from heaven, enters into that body of that mother, and becomes a baby. And when that baby is born, it comes through the womb. The womb opens up. It stretches, the pain, you know, all that. And out comes through the portal this human being that has an eternal soul, an eternal spirit, and a body. And I mean, it's so one of the things that I'm really seeing about this is that why the Bible says to honor your mother and father is because, or if you will, where we came into the earth. Of course, it had to be for your father had to have the seed, the mother. It's a working together. It's a man and a woman. Right, coming together, and here comes this seed. The seed enters into the portal, and the egg is fertilized, and a conception begins, and then the child, you know, eventually is born and comes through the portal of your mother's womb. And then the next thing that happens, that's why the Bible says you must be born of water, must be born of flesh and blood, must be born of the womb, because God made the womb a portal for bringing creatures, think about this, bringing beings, living eternal beings, into the earth. That's how he gets them from heaven to earth, is a man and a woman have love. Through the act of love, the seed and the egg, and then this child comes from heaven, and then out the womb it comes into life. And then that person, whether it be a male or female, have the power to create, have the power to bring forth other human beings. You know, it's an amazing phenomenon when you think about it. I was thinking about this today, and so once you come out of the portal of your mama, that's the portal that you entered in. So Jesus said a man must enter into the earth through a woman, through flesh and blood, through water, meaning the birth of a woman. And the only people that can be born again, what he was trying to say was that things that are born of a woman, not angels, not demons, not any other creature, not anything, but a normal a person who hasn't become a beast. You know, we talked about how that when the mark of the beast comes, it's going to turn people into a beast. In other words, it's not they're going to be crazy, mad, and evil, and so much of that too, probably. But more of they're going to be, you know, not created in the image and likeness of God like they were. What changes about them exactly? I have some ideas, but I don't know everything about it. But they become a beast. But when you come out of your mother's womb, out of the portal that God created and made for birthing other eternal souls into the earth. Think about that. It's the portal from which that comes from heaven, all the way from heaven, right out. There it is, like human being. Wah. And then they get born again, and their spirit man. See, here's why God wants a bunch of human beings. That's why God loves babies, because every time he has a baby coming through the portal of the womb of a woman, out of a woman's belly, that there is a human being that can be a portal of heaven, where through their spirit man, those who worship God must worship God in spirit and truth, through their spirit man, through their soul, is the kingdom of heaven can come in. Now the kingdom of heaven can come in. You came from heaven, but you had to be born again to connect to heaven, and now you become a portal of where God, out of your spirit, pours the Holy Spirit. You know, because when you preach the gospel or you share the good news or when you pray for people, what's happening is you are a portal from which the glory of God, the words of God, come through your spirit man, the portal of your spirit man, the portal of your soul, however you want to say it, comes through you, and it is the way God made it. And so here's the reason that we like to deal with how we honor our mothers and fathers. That's why the Bible says, he who honors his mother and father, the Bible says life will go well with them, right? Life will go well with them. Let me find you that scripture, and then we're going to kind of hit this just for a minute, and then we're going to pray our offerings and take communion. All right. Let me find that for you. All right. Hang on a second. What's going on? Again, what is going on with that? It's so weird. Wow. All right, here we go. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, life will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth. Why is that true? Why that when you honor your mother and father? So the thing is that how did we come into this earth? How were you born into this earth? You know, Job cursed the day he was born, right? Because that's the day he entered into the earth. He's like going, man, I wish I'd have never been born. And so anyway, so your birth is so powerful that God says, wherever you were birthed from, or the seed, or the womb that you came from, that when you, that's why, and this is the first commandment with a promise. This is the first commandment with a promise. Y'all getting that? I mean, I just got the details. Y'all hearing me? The first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you. Some verses say, other verses say, life will go well with you, and you will have a long life on earth. So there's something about how the enemy likes to turn children against their parents, and why, on the other hand, God made a connection there that's very powerful, that the enemy knows is powerful. Therefore, he tries everything he can to get that parent to do things that child will, you know, until it learns better, to dishonor that parent. And in dishonoring them, it brings all kinds of trouble upon you, right? Even the Bible says, he who curses his mother and father will be stoned, will be put to death. He who curses his mother and father will be put to death. The Ephesians scripture I just read to you about is chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. The New Living Translation, but it's all the other verses say the same thing. This is the first commandment that God gave that had a promise with it. Isn't that amazing? The first commandment that had a promise. Ephesians 6, verse 2 and 3 in the Living Translation. And all other translations say the same thing. So look into that really good. I think you'll love it. If you honor your father and mother. Why? Because they were the ones who you originated from. So it's, in a sense, it's giving glory to God, because you came into this earth through the origin of your father's seed and your mother's egg and your mother's womb, which you were born, which is the portal of which you were actually brought into this earth, that when you honor them, so that's why we need to find out how to honor them, right? We need to ask God. If you had mothers and fathers that were a little rough, if you never knew your father, if you never really knew your mother, whatever, I don't know. Maybe you have children, maybe you don't. And so finding out how to honor your mother and father will create this thing. It's the first commandment that has, it wasn't the first commandment, but it's the first commandment that had a promise with it, right? And that's why he says, you know, this, if you, usually it says, thou shalt not, and you shall, you shall, you shall. But this one says that if you honor your father and mother, and here's the promise, that life will go well with you. In other words, something goes well with you. Life goes well with you. Blessings more come to you when you live in that respecting and honoring the origin of which you came from, the portal from which you came out of, right? Acknowledging basically that we came from God. And in honoring your mother and father, you're really honoring God, right? And of course, when you get born again, you honor God in a different way, but you know, you can honor your mother and father, and life can go well. That's sometimes, some people have a real blessing on their life, and they're not even saved. You know why? Because they honor their mother and father. And, life goes well for them. And so that didn't happen with every case and every person, but those who have, you know, gotten wealth and things who don't honor their mother and father usually have a really bad spirit about them. You know, a lot of bitterness and hurt and resentment, and life is really a battle. And this is the opposite of that. Life is not a battle when you honor your mother and father. It is a blessing to you. So if you're going to believe God to activate the blessings in your life, then learning to honor your mother and father is extremely important to do, right? Because like I said, it's Paul the Apostle says he knew the commandments well. And he said, this is the first commandment that had a promise. Wow. Things will go. How many of you know? Everybody wants things to go well with them. They want life to go well with them, right? I do. I know you do. My mother and father did. It doesn't really matter. You can honor Jesus Christ is not here. God is, he's not here physically. But, we honor him, right? So you can honor your mother and father, even though maybe you've never known them, never met them, never, maybe they're gone. You can ask God to show you, how do I honor mother and father? So I can have a life that is going well. How do I do that, God? Show me the way so I can be blessed instead of cursed, right? My marriage is cursed. My finances are cursed. I can't seem to – everything's a struggle. Everything's a battle. Friend, right now, I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that cursed bitterness and hurt off of you, whatever they did or didn't do to you or for you, that you give it to Jesus and ask God to show you they brought you into this earth. And God brought you in this earth to be blessed and be a blessing. So how do we do that? We bless, we honor our mother and father because they are the portal. They are the origin of which we came forth into the earth by God. You may have come into the earth by God without being born again, but you were born once of flesh and blood, of water, of your mama's womb. And now you're going to be born of the Spirit, right? And so for your life to go well, for things to, one other thing I think God's trying to do right now for us is break off all the things that have unnecessary warfare to them. Right? And we have things, we can't figure out why everything is such a battle, right? Everything is such a struggle. I can't figure out why it's such a battle. Why is everything so hard? Right here, here's one of them. Now, we've talked about several different things. Get the log out of your eye, right? Judge not, lest you be judged, right? Make sure you're not the problem, because sometimes we're the problem. And this is another one of those things where we could be the problem, where we're not honoring the mother and father, and we have this thing, this. Who knows why and how it works, but God says if you don't honor your mother and father, life's not going to go well with you. In other words, it's going to be really a groaning, struggling battle all the time. Can't seem to ever get it right. Can't seem to ever get it straightened out. And guess what? This one is one of those where it's us. Now, you might have been wounded by your parents might not have been good parents, so to speak. But you know what? If you want life to go well with your friend, we got to decide that doesn't make any difference. To forgive, to get forgiveness for judging them, and then ask God to help us to honor them so that we can create an atmosphere that's on our side. A presence and a power of God in our life that's on our side, that's working in our behalf, helping life go better for us, helping life go well. Right? I want to read this in different versions, then we're gonna call it a night on that. And okay, let's go here. Ephesians 6. I don't know why. I don't know who needs this tonight. Maybe one person. Maybe everybody. I don't know. But God is trying to use me to help you to find the things that are hindering you, that are stopping you. And don't just automatically go, oh, I never dishonor my mother and father. Maybe you don't in most areas. You might have one little area that you are. And ask God to show you. Don't reject the word right away. This is a word for somebody tonight. Maybe a word for a lot of people tonight. All of us. I think maybe me, all of us. So that we can, break through these unnecessary battles that we're going through and come into a place to where, we can be free. We can not have so many struggles and battles. It seems like life is fighting us all the time. Right? You ever felt like that? Yeah, I felt like that before. Okay. All right, let's read this. I'm going to read this in different versions. Let me see. Hang on a second here. Move it back over here to parallel. And, it says children, verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. All right? life will go well with you. So let's go to the next version here. Next verse. Honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment with a promise. First commandment with a promise. Honor your mother and father, which is, I think that all basically says the same thing. Let's go to the next verse. All right, verse 3, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. So how do you enjoy long life on earth? Everything's always a battle all the time, right? I mean, you could have other areas in your life that need to be worked on, but we're trying to work at one little picket fence at a time, one post, one fence at a time, one little picket at a time, and we're trying to, you know, make sure that we're, you know, in place where life can go well with us. Instead of always being a constant battle and always being in a fight and always being in a struggle and always straining and groaning and moaning. Like, you know, I've done that plenty in my life. And I think a lot of it had to do, part of it had to do with honoring my mother and father correctly. If you're, if you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on earth. Most of them say the same thing. I'm reading all the different versions. So that may be, so it may turn out well for you, and that you may live long on the earth. Wow. You see how simple and easy that, but how powerful that is? That life will go well with you. This is about things going well for you, thinking that you're opening your life up by getting rid of some dishonoring things in your life towards your mother and father. Maybe you honor them in many ways, but there might be some areas that you don't honor them. Maybe you don't honor them in the way they treated each other at times. Possibility. Maybe you don't honor them in the way they handle finances, a possibility, right? Maybe you don't honor them in the way that they treated you. Maybe they treated your brother better than you or your sister better than you. Yeah. Maybe you dishonor them in some areas. And so in that area of your life, life is not easy. It's not well. It's not, that one verse says, and you will have a long and happy life. Oh, Lord. Jesus, that's what I want. All right, friends, so let's take communion tonight. Let's do that, and let's do it in light of the scripture we've talked about tonight. All right, that life will go well with us, and that God will show you and I areas, even though my mom and dad are both dead. You can how many know you can dishonor somebody after they're dead? I know people that still hate people when after they're dead. They still hate them. They hate the memory, they hate them, and they think they have every right to hate them. You know, and what's happening is that it's causing them problems. So same thing with mother and father. You can have dishonor issue. Well, they're dead now. What difference does it make? I'm not going to pray to the dead. You're not praying to them. We're not praying to your parents, right? I'm not praying to my parents. They're dead. Even if they were alive, I wouldn't pray to them. It's about praying to them. It's about getting things right with God and saying, God, you know, forgive me for dishonoring my mother and father in the way they treated one another at times. Forgive me for dishonoring my mother and father for the way they handled money, the way they were. My mother might have been stingy. My father might have been too loose with money. He's always spending money on things, and we never had enough to, whatever the thing would be, the way he treated you, the way she treated you. All right? So let's take communion, and let's do this tonight. And 1 Corinthians 11. Let's see if we can find our way through some healing here. And a miracle maybe for somebody tonight. Just a minute here. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11. Get ready to get set free now, y'all. Let's get ready to enter into a place where our life can go easier and better. Things can work out better for us. Maybe you dishonor your mother because she, you know, has certain issues that really get on your nerves. Well, welcome to, you know, life. It happens, right? But the thing we're looking for is not whether they did or not or don't, and whether it bothers you or not. It's wrong. It's not about that. It's about honoring them. So let's lift it up Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took some bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's break and bless and eat, friend. Hallelujah. Give you glory, Lamb of God. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me, saith the Lord." All right, let's drink. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me for not honoring my mother and father in the way that they treated my sister better than me, seems like at times. I think I dishonored them for that. Forgive me for that. Forgive me for judging them of that. God, forgive me for judging them for how they argued over money sometimes. Forgive me for judging them of that. God, release me from that tonight. Cleanse me of that. I want to honor them in the money realm. And my dad used to get really upset and get in the truck and take me with him, and he would just drive hard and fast. Like, oh, he was mad. I never forget the look on him. He was, like, really mad. And he got out of there, I guess, and got in his old truck and took off. I'd always been with my dad. My dad and I were, you know, pretty close most of the time. And anyway, Lord, forgive me for judging him and my mom and being angry at my mom for making my dad mad. Yeah. So forgive me for that, Jesus, and forgive me for not honoring my father and mother and their relationships in Jesus' name. Amen. If y'all are praying along with me, I'm going to believe God with you to set you free, to bless you, to open up your heart to freedom and liberty. In Jesus' name, that the Lamb of God will open up your heart, your eyes, your mind, to know that we can be blessed. And life can go well with us through honoring our mother and father. Amen? Really, really cool. What a cool word tonight. I'm really enjoying this. It's really awesome. God, help me to... sometimes our warfare is that life's just not going well with us. We're working hard. We're not lazy. We're doing things. We're doing our best. We're believing God for everything. But there's always just this thing that just seems to mess things up. This could be one of them. It could be one of them. And it's a very important one, because this is how you, this is the origin that you came from, where you came from. Your blood is where the enemy has gotten us to dishonor and to break the commandment of God, the one commandment of God that has promise with it. Isn't that amazing? I think I've never really seen that before. I honestly to God don't remember the power of that tonight. I mean, like, that is amazing. Wow. I mean, really, really amazing. So thank you, Jesus, for opening me up to that. And, yeah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, I just speak cleansing and washing over your people, God. I thank you, Lord, that they are... free, and they're that you release upon them an honor, to honor their parents with, whether they're alive or dead, that they, in their hearts they will honor them, in their hearts when they think about them, in their hearts when they're going through hard times sometimes, what we think about is our raising, our family, where we came from, our origin, and the enemy has done everything he can to ruin that so that you will live with dishonor in your heart to them. And Lord, I thank you that the enemy is a liar. I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name, and I speak the spirit of honor, that we will honor our mother and father, God, where we originated from. God first, then if we had even been brought into the earth without mom and dad together. They did it together. That's why the enemy is to tear that up, where you know, people believe that you don't need a man and a woman, because that's where the origin, that's where God gets his human beings into the earth realm from heaven. He needs a womb. He needs a seed and an egg and a womb to bring him forth. There's something about the way he made it when that egg and sperm came together. Isn't it amazing that a human being is created? A spirit, a soul, and a body is somehow ends up right into the womb when that egg and sperm come together. How God connects it, it's like a computer program. Sometimes you think about it, how that one thing connects to another thing creates a whole different thing. Wow, God said when a sperm and an egg connect and it fertilizes it, that instantly there's a connection, like there's that call to heaven. One baby needed in this womb. One baby needed, right? You know, like one baby, maybe two, come from heaven now. Boom. They call it, some people call it a blob. It's the most creative, powerful blob. And that was you and me. We're not a blob. We're a created soul and a spirit man. We're a human being. And the devil has done all he can to go into that portal and destroy what's in that portal before it comes forth. Amen? To destroy it. What an abomination that is. How sad it is Satan has deceived people into killing into stopping the very thing. See what it is against God when you talk about this? When you understand that the womb is the portal from which God gets human beings into earth? It's the things coming from heaven into earth, and how the devil stops how many million of them? I don't know. Many millions from coming into the earth? Wow. Amazing. Truly amazing. What a strategy, and how the United States of America has been one of, I don't know what the numbers are, been one of the, it's one of the worst. I don't know. Do anybody know the numbers on comparing abortions in other nations? Anybody know? Anybody ever done any research on all that? But look how the nations that's supposed to be blessed and of God. Okay, somebody says here, what if they're abusive or toxic? How do you honor them? That's a good point, Shannon, a really good point. I kind of talked about that a little bit earlier, but that's a very specific question, and it's a good one to ask. How do you, he says, what if your parents were abusive or toxic? How do you honor them? Well, you honor them in knowing that you wouldn't even be here without them. So it's not about how they treated you outside the womb. You know, I mean, that's important, but it's the fact their seed and sperm, or their seed and their egg in marriage came together and brought forth you. The portal from which you came from is what we honor, right? And the seed and the sperm is what came together and fertilized the egg. The seed and the egg came together and fertilized, right, the egg, and therefore, you know, that's how God designed to have you in the earth. So whether they, you know, whether they were toxic or not, understandable why that would be difficult. But when you understand what God is saying here, the very portal, the very origin from which you threw the womb of your mother and from the seed of your father. And so that alone, that act alone, the way God created that, he made that to where the seed and the egg come together, and he put an egg in the womb of a woman and gave a seed to a man. And when that comes in and that egg, that sperm runs as fast as it can and boom, Shannon is created, right? That right there is your origin. And it was done in your mother's womb from your father's seed. Now, when you got outside the womb, yeah, then that's the very thing. The very thing you're asking is the very thing I'm saying, that the enemy gets our parents to do whatever toxic, however toxic they were, whatever, and gets us to dishonor them, because he knows that when we dishonor them, that we're not going to be blessed, that life is going to be a battle, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult. Does that make sense? So we honor the womb, we honor the seed, you know, the portal from which we came from, which is our origin into this earth. And then we get outside the womb, and the devil does everything he can to get us to dishonor them. But we have to remember what our origin was. And therefore, we honor God by honoring the portal, the womb, the portal from which we came into the earth realm. Honor them for that and that alone. Amen. And ask God to forgive me for the toxic thing. My mother and father were toxic in some areas and very good in many. Yeah, so I think we all have toxic areas. Some people have more toxic than others. But, yeah, we all have that. And it is definitely the enemy. Your parents weren't abusive. Right. And not really toxic. Difficult sometimes. Right. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm not saying that they were either. I'm just saying in general. But, it doesn't even really matter whether they were or not. I mean, it would be nice if they weren't difficult. My mom and dad were difficult at times. My dad and I were close. My mom and I were not really that close. She'd been abused by her father, and it made her a little bit cold. You know, my her sister shared it with me because she knew that I had wondered why my mom was so loving. And I had a best friend who his mother was extremely loving. I thought, man, when I started comparing my mom to his mom, you know, he's my best friend. It was real. It wasn't phony. It wasn't fake. It was real. And she had real affection for her son. It's beautiful. And my mom, because of abuse that she had, I had felt loving. And so that's where the enemy tried to nail me. You've heard me talk about the stories where I dishonor my mother, in years after when I was pastoring. Maybe judge the women, the mother figures in my church that were just there to help me. And I never treated them ugly, I never treated them bad or anything, but I still resisted them, you know, because, you know, until I got free of it, and then that changed everything. And but that, you see how that made life go not so well with me? It caused me problems. It was a constant headache. And the whole time, the problem was with me. So what we do is we honor them because they were the portal which brought you into the room. I think the whole point of this word tonight is that it's about the portal that brought us into the womb, it brought us into the earth, not necessarily how we were treated afterwards, though it would be nice, right? So the devil does everything he can to turn children against their parents. Because once he does that, life doesn't go well. Like I said, see, that's what really got me about the scripture was that it says the first of the Ten Commandments, the first one that had a promise attached to it. And it said, if you do this, life will go well with you. None of the rest of them had it. Or I guess, you know, at least not none before that one. Right? So why would the enemy get us turned against our parents? Because he wants our life to be not well, for things to not go well, for everything to be difficult. And then it ends up being because, you know, we had toxic parents or difficult parents. Every parent is difficult to a certain degree. Some are really difficult. Some are mean. Some are demonic. Some are evil. Some are really good. You know, I had good parents that had issues. And, you know, they were good moral people. And but my mom had those issues. And my dad was basically a loving man. He was a gentle, tall, 6'2", dark hair, you know, a beautiful man, and really was a good man, had a good heart, was a worshiper, literally a worshiper. And so I was blessed to have my dad. I was blessed to have my dad, and my blessed to have my mom. My mom was so positive. She was more of a positive thinker. She was very positive. I think that kind of made it for the lack of love that she felt like she could, you know, give. So she was a positive thinker. She never gossiped about anybody. She told us kids all the time. She said she talked to us about not gossiping, and that some of her best friends, she always lifted her best friends up who didn't gossip. And it was her way of saying, you know, we shouldn't do that. So she had many, many good qualities, but she had that abuse from her father, and it created a problem there. So, but see, and that's when the enemy, you know, got in and used that to get me to dishonor my mom so that life wouldn't go well with me until I caught it one day through some good teaching. But, oh, my God. So I saw it. I asked God to forgive me for judging my mom, even though she was a little tough. She was a little aggressive because I wasn't able to learn like my sister, so she compared me to my sister. And I'm guessing that's the only thing I could fear. And so she was stronger with me and tougher with me, thinking if she just was tougher and hung in there, that it'd be better. But it was the way she taught me, I'm guessing, because I just couldn't learn it. Couldn't get it together. But I'm a good cleaner now. I tell you that. I think any of you own on cleaning. Yeah. Now, I may not leave it that way for real long. I have to have help keeping it that way. But anyway. All right, there you go. So just having a little talk tonight. Just having a little sharing time with some scripture. Trying to explain, trying to help us to get free of things that, cause us problems and without knowing it. So that we can change it. Amen? So we can change it and start getting our life to go easy. One version just simply says, obey your parents so that life can go well. Yeah, honor them so that life can go well, so you'll be happy. Who doesn't want to be happy? Right? We all want to be happy. I love that. It's one of the first commandments. It is the first commandment with a promise to it, added to it. Wow, that is really, really cool. All right. Thanks for giving tonight. Thanks for being a part. If you haven't, don't have the link to give tonight, just text me. I'll let you know. Let me know that you don't have it, and I'll get it to you. All right, so we can do that. No problem. I have the link right here if you need it, and I can get it to you. And we can do that. All right, you can give through Cash App, you can give through Zelle, Zelle, through bank transaction from your bank to my bank or the ministry bank, and also nonprofit corporation bank. Banking account, so you can do that, or you can give through the app, through PayPal, right, or through Venmo, V-E-N-M-O, and every outlet you give through, all you have to do is know the phone number, 214-505-8719, 214-505-8719, you know that number, when it asks you if you do a Zelle or a Cash App, Venmo, it works with all those. That's all you got to have, the phone number. Really cool how they do that these days. That's really, really amazing. I love it. All right, give me just a minute. We're going to we take a communion, and we're going to start praying over offerings. I'm glad we're talking about this tonight. I think this is really important. So what we're trying to do is help you guys and help me, help all of us, to find the things that are hindering us and making life in some areas of our lives not go well. It may just be one area or two areas that you dishonored your mother and father. It's not that you're a bad, evil person. It has nothing to do with being bad or evil. Right? It just means that the enemy used it against you because he knew that if you didn't honor your mother or your father in some areas, that those areas of your life were not going to go well. Right? Period. Really simple, really plain, no condemnation. Not about being a bad person or any of that. It's just simply about knowing the principles of God and how things work, and then we began to work them, learn the ways of God, and we learned to work the ways of God and change our life. Amen. We're taking, really tonight what we're doing is we're examining ourselves. All right, I'll be right back. Hang on. All right, we are back and good to be with you tonight. If you want that link tonight, okay. Right, and okay, we are praying for Carmen's son tonight. Daniel just reminded me, please pray for Carmen's son, David. That was a serious accident and remains in ICU. All right. Carmen asked me to call today and talk to him or speak over him in the hospital by phone. And we prayed for him already. Thank you, Daniel, for that. Yes, pray. Yes, he's had some a pretty bad accident. He's in ICU right now. So please pray for David, Carmen's youngest son. And very, very important that we prayed over him and believe in God for a miracle, for a blessing on his life. Amen. Yep. All right. We're waiting to hear some good news from that situation. All right. All right, if you want to give tonight, like I said, you can ask for the link, the PayPal link. I can send that link to you. I've got it right here if you want it, and I'd be glad to get it to you. Thank you, Daniel, for that. Yes. Thank you for that. All right, let's go here. All right, you can ask for that PayPal link. It'll take a minute to do it. Take a second to do it. If you've got an account already. So just let me know. Also, there's other ways to give to, as I shared earlier. You can give through Zelle through your bank account. You have to know the phone number, 214-505-8719. You can also give through the Cash App and through Venmo. Same thing. It's all the phone number. Pray over your offerings tonight. We've taken communion. We take communion every Thursday. If you'd like to start doing it with us, we'd love for you to do it. Some people don't feel free to do communion, so it's okay. You understand? All right. Really, really good to be with you guys tonight. All right. So let's pray over our offerings tonight. And we'd like to bless. We believe in. I have a mantle from God, given to me over the financial realm many years ago, 2005, January 11th, 2005. I'll never forget it. I lay in my bed. Just been through the roughest time of my life, I think. No doubt about it. The roughest time of my life at that time, and had an angel come up. I never saw what he looked like. Only heard his voice. He whispered in my ear like an innocent child and said, "There's a massive merger coming." Like it was a secret, you know, like it was a secret or something. I guess, you know, a little kid will whisper in your ear, I whisper a secret in your ear. That's what it felt like. It's what it was like. It was like, "There's a massive merger coming." It's like that. It wasn't hollering. He didn't shout it to me. It was like a secret. Like, I'm telling you a secret from God. And so now what are we having right now? A massive merger happening, as we've talked about last week. So I hope you got into the program. Chase Bank and some things God's starting to show me. I don't have every detail of it, but I have the overall, general overall, what their strategy is, which is the most important thing of all, that we are aware of their strategies. And so I have a mantle given to me by God. When that angel spoke those five words to me, from that day forward, and God and my witness and a bunch of other witnesses, people who barely knew me, who were spiritual people and other people, started watching this thing. My pastor saw it happen time after time after time after time after time after time, just on and on and on it went. It's still going on today. It's been since 2005. And it never stopped. It just kind of changed gears and just went from one level to the next and one place to the next. And I have that mantle. That's one of the reasons I like to pray with people over their offerings, over their money specifically, to speak a blessing over them, that they will be blessed. And the fact that we don't merchandise, it's the way that God supplies for the ministry. And, you know, hopefully buy a building. That's what I'm wanting to do, is have a studio. I'm just about to the point where I think I'm going to set up a video in my office that I'm in right now. And it's kind of small, but I'm not doing that because I'm just like going, God, you know, what's going on? The thing is having enough money to do that. And if you have to get a bank loan, which we're now looking at, you know, not doing a bank thing, anything with a bank right now. If you're familiar with the banking industry, what's going on, we warned everyone about banking. We started in the end of 2022 telling people to find you a bank that's not part of the system, if that's even possible. You know, I mean, it's just something that I prophesy, I speak, I get what I say. I get what I say from the Lord, and he tells me, and I tell it to you. And though it doesn't make any sense, and even though there may not be any banks, I really don't know. I mean, I just get it from God. And because he's been speaking to us, we have to learn to trust him to speak to us the rest of the information that we need. And he will do it. We have to trust him, right? Like I always talk about the name of the Antichrist. I had that for years. Wouldn't let me hint, give hints about it, but never give the actual name until a certain day. And then that day, 3 days later, the first red heifer that they believe is going to, mother and father's red, that bull and the cow that gave birth to that red heifer, they're both red to this day. So that kind of made the big difference in the red heifer remaining red. So far, everything's good, and we're looking forward to that. That was a big thing, and the timing on that was amazing. Who'd ever put that together? I don't know. Nobody. God, just God Almighty. So we have to trust that the timing is going to come together. He's going to give us the information at the right time, just like Texas having the currency availability transactions to be able to get an account with them. It looks like in September, hopefully before that, but I don't know. But you see, the fact that we've talked about that for, you know, 2 or 3 years, and I'm looking for the shows that we did those in, that gave those words in, so I can know exactly the dates we started and went through all of them. And so God's been telling us about that for at least 2 or 3 years, about Texas, and now it's actually happening to everybody's surprise, right? So he's leading us and he's guiding us. He can rest in that. Where it all goes, how it all ends, you know, as far as the details of it, I don't have all that yet, and I give it to you when I get it, and God tells me I can give it to you, I will give it to you. So if I can't give it to you, then it's not important for you to know, all right? And if I say I'm going to give it to you, if God tells me we're going to give it to you, then trust me that if that's possible, it will be done in a fashion that's timely and will be done by the Lord, because I have to do it according to his timing. And yet I don't have a clue what timing he's going to let me release it. I know what the timings are. I just don't know when he's going to give me that approval to release the information specifically. But yeah, I guarantee you, when I get it, man, y'all be the our faithful PGN partners will be the first ones to know. Right? Yeah. So that we will not be telling other people. Now, there's a second phase to all this, but the first phase is to our faithful PGN people, right? And they will be connected to that. Those who are not will not be. That's just what, that's God's instructions, not mine. If you have a problem with that, go to God. Second phase, different. So just do what God says. It's not about, if you get in and part of our ministry, God's going to bless you. So your motive is to get in and get blessed instead of just getting in because God called you to get in. I don't want you to get in for any other reason than what the fact that God has called you to be a part of it. And that's, and for that, he's going to bless you for it, and you will be blessed. make sure and drink your water. What I'm doing. All right, let's pray over offerings tonight. Thank you for being with us. All is well and looking good. We're so thankful for every bit of it. God is really, really good, and we are believing him to keep revealing his goodness to us. We're still working on the website, believe that or not. One of the things that we're having issues with is they will not take my pictures unless they're really high quality. So I'm having to find ways to high quality them. High quality, you know, it's a good thing, but it's just kind of slowed down the whole process. So pray with me as I work on that. And it takes, you know, takes work to do it. And if I buy apps and different things to make it for me to work on it, make them higher quality so they'll, you know, look good. All right. Do this. Let's go ahead and go forth with all this tonight. All right. Give me just a second here. And now let's do this. Offerings coming in right now. Thank you. Just a second here, and I will be ready to roll. All right. I think we got it now. Okay. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus, for Andrea tonight, $5. Thank you, Lord. We just ask you to bless her, multiply her, increase her, God. Increase her knowledge, increase her wisdom, increase her favor. Lord, we just thank you that she learns how to, like we're talking about tonight, do all the things that she needs to do scripturally, like judge not lest we be judged. You know, this thing tonight, but honoring mother and father. All the things that that we're trying to teach and share to get people to remove all the stumbling blocks that keep us from being totally and fully blessed. Amen. To get them all out, to get all our hurts and things, you know, healed and delivered so that we can fully conceive the glory of God in our life. Lord, I think you called her to conceive the glory, walk in the glory, not come short of the glory. Amen. Sin is coming short of the glory. The sin can be just not doing something God said and not doing anything we did bad, right? It could be something we didn't do that God told us to do. That sin can be that. Sin is when God tells us to do something, we know it, and we don't do it, right? Or sin can just be something simple like whatever, you know, treating an animal bad. That can be a sin, right? And so getting free of those things, being cleansed and washed, and keeping our life like that, it removes every hindrance and every stumbling block from being totally blessed of God. And I thank you, Lord, for the total, complete, full blessing of God on Andrea, God. In Jesus' name, in every area of our life, the covenant of God. Amen. All right, hang on a second here. All right, Daryl Paul, $9.99. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus, for Daryl Paul. Lord, we thank you for the reverential awe and respect of God in his life, Lord, to resurrect that, bring that forth in areas of his life, God, that every area of his life will have that reverential fear and awe of God. You know, the reverential fear and awe of God it keeps us actually from fear. And when we fear the Lord, some people fear the Antichrist more than they fear God. I mean, I've seen it. It's like they fear the Antichrist more than they fear God, more than they reverence God. They fear him more than they reverence God. And when you fear something more than you reverence God, guess what? It's just going to cause you some problems, right? And so I thank you, Jesus, that Daryl Paul, Father, finds himself being able to move into those places to where God is, where he has that reverence, awe, and respect and honor for God in every area. We can have it in 10 areas, and we got 50 areas that don't have it, or the other way around. We can have 50 areas that do and 5 that don't. But it's to be completely inundated with the fear and reverence of awe of God helps us walk free of fear, the fear of Satan, the fear of the end time, the fear of anything. Because when you have God and you reverence him higher than anything, have him higher than everybody, then nothing, anything lower than him, and that's all, everything's under him, right? Anything lower than him tries to mess with you, you won't be in fear, right? Because we highly regard him, reverence for all and respect above all other things in God's. Yeah. Amen. That's really awesome. I really love that. I love that fear and awe and respect of God. That's really, really beautiful. All right. Amen. No matter what I do when I drink water, it makes noise. I try to hide it, but it doesn't go away. Angela from South Carolina. Thank you, Lord, for that $9.99. Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Jesus. Father, for being a very fruitful vine. I declare and decree over her that she will be a fruitful vine, that her mind will be fruitful. Creative ideas, her mind will be fruitful with being able to think freely. And God, I see God really loosening up your brain to be freer and freer and freer in the creative ability to expand. You know, like with me, when I prophesy to people, sometimes God gives me a thought process, and I follow that thought process like I'm following him. And that takes an ability that, you know, that to be able to allow myself to go into his creativity and follow him, knowing that he's going to lead me somewhere awesome, even though I do not know where it's going to go. It takes some trust. It takes some, you know, yeah, our mind to be the ability for our mind to follow him. Because it's our soul that follows after him. Our spirit man is with him at all times. Our soul, our mind, will, and emotion, our creative thinking is a part of us that follows after him. Right, so that your mind will be able to easily follow after him when he takes you somewhere, when he wants to show you some things. Right, amen. A fruitful mind, God, in Jesus' name, and a fruitful body, that her body will be fruitful, that she will do all she knows to do to cause her body to be healthy, to bear forth fruit, to bear forth healing. Amen. The healing, the leaves of the trees, for the healing of the nations, God, in Jesus, of the nation, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. All right. Okay. Thank you for that. People giving during the show, thank you for that. All right. Give me a second here. All right. Thank you, Lord, Angela, for that. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her. Amen. Keeping her in Jesus' name. All right, give me a second. I did it. I did it right. There we go. Yeah. Computers, I love them. They love me too, I think, so far. All right, got to know how to treat them. All right, Karen, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Karen. God, I thank you for activating your covenant, God. Showing, we talk about activating your covenant, Karen, quite a bit. Here we have, especially when we did the Blow the Doorpost for years, we still talk about it, how you learn to activate your covenant. You know, keep your covenant activated. We can't buy it. We can't, do works. You know, it's just simply learning to do what God says. The works that work. The works that work, there you go, the works that work with God are the ones he leads us and guides us. Sometimes we just try to find something good to do. That's an awesome start, as you know. But to do the works of God means that it's the things that he's inspiring us to do. If he's leading you and guiding you to do what you do, then you're walking in covenant with God. In other words, your covenant with God is what I have is his and what he has is mine. Right? That's really what covenant is. So so if I'm going to have his stuff, then I'm going to have to do what he says, because his stuff comes from his guidance, right? His things that he wants me to work with and live and have in, that wants me to have, come from him. If they don't come from him, then he doesn't protect them, he doesn't keep them. And, yeah, so it causes us to, you know, God doesn't protect and watch and bless that the things that we do on our own, only because of the things we do in him. So I thank you, Jesus, for blessing her ability to obey your voice, God, to know. The Bible says, even in the Old Testament, it says to hearken and diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. This is the Old Testament. Hallelujah. And then his commands. It's amazing because the reason it says to obey his voice, as you know, Karen, to hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God and to obey his commands is because his voice is only going to say things that come from his law or from his word, right? That's why he says the voice first, because we're supposed to live by the voice first, but knowing that if we got a voice telling us to do things that's not in the law or in the word of God, you know, the laws of God, the commandments of God, then we know that the voice we're listening to is not God, right? Very simple thing to do. So when we're being led by his voice, then he leads us to do his works, and then his works become, then we have, what we have belongs to him and what he has belongs to us. And when that's working together, we find ourselves being really blessed. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Cool, man. That's awesome. Can you hear me drinking my water every time like I'm very thirsty, you know? Okay. All right, Karen, thank you. Paulette, $15. Thank you, Paulette. Thank you, Lord, for that divine healing, God, that divine virtue flowing through her soul, flowing through her brain, flowing through her, that physical mass in her brain, in her head, of her brain. God, the brain is so important, Jesus. I'm asking you to fill her brain with your glory. Fill that big piece of meat up there that's just designed by God, like the highest level tech computer you ever. Yeah, there ain't nothing like the brain. Paulette, God gave us a brain that is higher tech than any computer could ever be. Ever. Oh, my God, the brain he gave us that runs every part of our body. Yes, in Jesus' name, I speak blessings over your brain. I speak that every part of your brain functions at its highest level, that every part of your, every blood vessel in your brain, every portion of your brain, every corner of your brain, the depth of your brain, that every blood vessel that brings life and oxygen and causes it to function like it's supposed to will be yours and will flow and move and bring to life in you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And open up, open up, open up, open up your brain in every area. You can think big. You can think wide. You can think high in depth because you're using every fiber of your brain in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By the anointing of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Cynthia, $20. Thank you, Lord, for Cynthia. Thank you, Lord, for that creativity in her, God, that new abounding creativity in her soul. I just speak over her soul, that her soul gets saved every day with that engrafted word. Amen. Because once you're born again, you're born again forever. But once you learn how to get saved every day with the engrafting of the word of God, it's just an amazing phenomena that just creates in us this the very nature of Christ, the very nature of Christ in our brain, that we think like he thinks. It's not that we just think about him. We think like he thinks. And when you're thinking like he thinks, then you're one with him because you're thinking like he thinks. Right? That ought to be a song. You're thinking like he thinks, so you're one with him. Thinking like he thinks, so you're one with him. Oh, yeah, go, Jesus. And Cynthia. Yeah, go. Yeah, because yeah, thank you, Jesus, for opening that up and blessing that, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless, 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 bless. Open, open, open. Free, free, free. Let every cobweb, let everything in her brain, in her mind, in her thinking processes, God, just know you as Father. Get to know you and relax that you are not trying to hurt her. You're not with some secret vendetta trying to, you know, do her harm. That's the devil who does that. But God is out to do you good, is out to bless you in Jesus' name, out to forgive and wash and cleanse and make new and create new desires and give you, you know, the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Lamb of God. Amen. And every person that's planted in your life, around you, that's of the devil, like the wheat and the tares. He says the devil planted those people in. And God plants people aside right in the same area as he plants, that the devil plants his seed, his people. But we all grow together until the harvest time. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you show her how to live and abide in Jesus, dwell in him, have her eyes on Jesus all day long as she lives in a world of being beside other people that are not born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Give her the ability to think big, to act big, do big. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. No more bondage in the brain. No more bondage in the brain. No more bondage. Freedom in the name of the Lord. Every part of your brain is activated in the name of Jesus. I mean, pray over everybody's brain thing. I don't know what's going on with the brain thing. All right? This is amazing. So, pretty cool. Yeah, God bless you and your money and your creativity and your thinking processes. Amen. That everything functions together in unison. That hormones and all that do their thing, the God thing. All right, Mike from Colorado, my brother Mike, as you were saying, thank you, Lord, for Mike. We thank you for that $20. Thank you, Lord, for the favor upon him, God, that you give him to as he turns towards you every day, every morning we wake up and we decide to follow Jesus. And we can do our own thing every day. He gives us the free will to do whatever we want. But I think the Lord that Mike wakes up in the morning saying, God, what do you want me to do? Show me what to do. Lead me and guide me. And Lord, I thank you for setting him free out of any of the things that entangle him, God, that try to hinder him from walking in the fullness of the Godhead of Christ Jesus, that he wants, that he desires to walk in that, God. He will walk in that. No devil, no thing with the past, no thing with the future will he fear or be concerned about. But God, you are freeing him from everything in the past where he can look back and say, you know, like Paul the Apostle says, there ain't nothing back there that can stop me. Nothing any man can do, nothing anybody can do can stop me from the will of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Not persecution can keep me from the love of God. Nothing, no trouble, no antichrist, no person, no hell, no anything can keep me from the love of God. Thank you, Jesus, for the love realm for my Father. In Jesus' name, the love realm. Oh, hallelujah, the love realm. But blessed, and blessed. And hope, God, that you're breathing hope in them, Jesus. You're blessing them, God, and his family in the name of Jesus, opening up the family realm. God, we can be a father and a son and a friend and a husband, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And a provider. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sandra and Robert, $25. Thank you, Sandra and Robert. Thank you, Lord, for the place of rest and peace, God, showing them how to rest, find rest in you. But sometimes, you know, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, there's always something that needs to be done. Lord, I think you're showing Sandra how to rest, how to find her time for when she rests. Like every person needs a Sabbath. The reason we need a Sabbath of some sort, whether it's a Monday or Tuesday or Saturday or Sunday, whatever it is, to rest and not just rest our bodies, but to rest our brains. That's the biggest thing for me to do, Sandra, is to rest my brain. It's like, wow, if I can learn to rest my brain easier and better, it would be awesome. So I work on that, you know, to learn how to find rest for my brain, for my brain can be distracted from working. Because we're workers, right? We're working. We're always working something. We may not be working physically out there, but we're always working something. God showed you how to work and how to rest, how to work and how to rest. And I thank you, Jesus, for that resting place in Jesus' name, that she will find that rest in you, God. But when she rests up, then she will be able to fully, when she does work with full abilities, with full strength, with full power, God, to be able to get the things done that need to be done. In Jesus' name, to work less and make more and get more done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And Robert, Lord, thank you for Robert, God. We thank you for confounding the wise with him. God, use him to confound the wise. People that think they're so smart, think they got it all together. Lord, we thank you for just working in his behalf, to confound the people that think they're better or no more. Lord, thank you for the creativity and the ability for Robert to think smarter and make things easier for people. In Jesus' name, think smarter by making things easier for people right now in the name of Jesus. And Robin, $25. Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Lord, for Robin. We thank you, Jesus, for the fear and reverential awe of God. That when you walk in that fear and reverence of God, that you walk in the provision realm. Because I see God showing you how to reverence and respect Him, walk in awe of Him, in the financial arena, where God will, where you don't fear financial loss, you don't fear financial destruction, you don't fear that your needs are not going to be met, right? Because you know that He's your shepherd, and you shall not lack. You shall not lack because He's your shepherd. And that God's given you an honor and a respect for Him in the financial arena, in Jesus' name, and He's gonna bless you and honor you in that, amen. Because you do trust Him, you do believe Him. Do you need to grow in that and be bigger in that? Of course, we all do. But there's a thing in you that honors God and fears God and respects God in that financial arena, in Jesus' name. As you learn to activate that at higher levels, knowing that God's going to meet your needs, that you have nothing to fear, even the robins, the birds, sparrows get taken care of. How much more the real robin, the human robin? Amen. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for that glory, for that restful place, for that ministry of the Holy Ghost in her soul, God, that nurtures her and feeds her, that reverential fear and awe of God in the provision realm, that Christ provided everything, the Father provides everything. Because He sent His own Son to make sure we got everything we needed provided for us at the cross of Calvary, in the earth realm, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Provide provision. Tanisha and Terrence, $26. Thank you, Tanisha and Terrence. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for the blessing on them. Last night, I think I texted Tanisha. I told her that somebody texted me and really said some really good things about Tanisha, that the word was right on, and what else it was. And then Lisa came on and was talking about Tanisha, that she had given some of the same message that I had taught on Wednesday night. She came on before, her and Terrence came on before I came on, and she said that, Lisa said she was, the word that she got from Tanisha was the very word that I taught on. A lot of it was, about going back, like Timothy said, and looking at the words, recalling them, eating them, getting strength from them. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. It was truly amazing. So thank God for Tanisha, God. Thank God for blessing her. Thank God for blessing her ministry, her calling, God. Thank God for Terrence, God. Thank you for blessing his ministry, for his calling, God, as they learn to work together in you, Jesus, and the blessedness, the blessed hope that they create in husband and wives and people that love God, that want to serve God together. God, that Jesus, you are... Opening that realm up to them of just the blessing, the everlasting blessing, not the come and go blessing, but the everlasting blessing. Ooh, the everlasting blessing. Kind of like happened with in Psalms 133. Yeah. Psalms 133. Mm-hmm. So there's something about that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that, in other words, knowing that the blessings don't come and go, they're eternal, and learning how to fan the flames of blessing, fan the flames of blessings. Amen. In other words, when the fire starts kind of, like a fireplace, for a few months, had a fireplace, and I found myself in there learning how to fan the flames, to get the fire, keep the fire going or get it going again. Or whatever, it's really awesome. It's kind of fun, and I thank you, Lord, that fanning the flames in people, in herself, that Terrence will do that. That Terrence will fan the flames of revival, fan the flames of faith, fan the flames by blowing on the coals, whatever it is that he does, in Jesus' name, by the Holy Spirit, amen. By igniting, by getting them, teaching them how to ignite their faith, like an ignition. Like a barbecue grill flamethrower. You know, you just, yeah. And you, it strikes and it lights. And teaching people how to light up their own lives by the power of God, to do it themselves, how to build themselves up in the Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, and bless his shepherd heart, Father, to be that shepherd and that shepherd's heart in Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen. All right, Regina, $45. Thank you, Regina, California. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Regina, God. We thank you, Lord, for the heart you've given her to be a nurturer. God, I really sense that God is opening up the nurturer inside of you to nurture and to feed, to give life, to give strength, to give hope, that people will rise up and call you blessed. Because you gave them strength. When they were weak, you were strong for them and helped them come through. You gave your strength to them. You gave your ability to be strong. You laid down your life, gave your life, and gave it away. In Jesus' name, gave your strength to them. Amen. When somebody gives their strength away, that means they're not going to have any more strength, unless you understand how God works, where it multiplies your strength. It increases your strength. Amen. It opens up your ability. I see God open up new abilities in you to broaden and widen your ability to give comfort and to give wisdom. Amen. And to give that wise as a serpent wisdom. Not just any kind of common biblical wisdom, which most Christians know, but the wisdom that is wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove with no harm. Amen. In Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Over Sandra, God, in Jesus' name, activate that, God. Bring that forth. Amen. So she can rule and reign with you, Jesus, in the land of Goshen. I just had to throw that in there. I love that, the land of Goshen. Woo! Regina. Bobina. Bobina. Whatever Bobina means, I don't know. Bobina. Regina Bobina. Ruling and reigning in Goshen land. You know, it just hit me one day. You remember I mentioned it, right? When I had ever taken. Oh, yeah. It just hit me. You know what I'm talking about. All right, Regina. Now I want to laugh. I don't know why. All right, Veronica, $76. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for the vigor. Thank you for the strength God given you. To hold things together by doing what God says. You don't really hold it together, but it's held together by the Word. God's showing you how God's Word holds things together, how the Word of God keeps things together, because we go by the Word. We live by the Word. We don't just live half by the Word, half by our emotions. Right? We live by the Word of God. And the Bible says that the worlds are held together by the Word of God. Right? That's in Hebrews somewhere. They're held together. I think it's exact words. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Worlds held together. Okay. I talked to you a little bit. Colossians 1:17. There you go, girl. There it is. And he himself existed and is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Amen. He is the controlling, cohesive force. I'm not reading it right out of the word. I'm just reading what it says right there. But Colossians 1:17. And there's another scripture, I think it's in Hebrews, where it says, and all things were held together by the word. Anyway, that's what I'm getting. God's showing you how to hold things together, but it's not you holding them together. It's by believing, living the word, so things can be, you know, held together, not falling apart, but held together by the word of the Lord, by the word that comes out of your mouth, the word that you believe in your heart. That way it's God that does it, because we're doing it according to the pattern God gave us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What am I doing here? Let it go. Yeah, there it is. Okay. All right, Deborah and Mark, $74. Thank you for that, Deborah and Mark. God bless you in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you for that place of the giftings of God See, so sometimes when we're going through a battle, we need information, we need a way out of a thing or a way through a thing. And sometimes the only way that we can do that is our natural mind can't figure it out. We can't just have basic wisdom from God and figure it out. It's like we need a high-level secret word from the Lord or something, you know. And so I speak over that, Father, in their life, God, that you activate the gifts of the Holy Spirit that hold an integrity from God, that when the gifts of the Spirit work, it's just like God working. It's God working in your behalf, but through you, and you connecting to that, you connecting to his names and who he is, that you actually, his name being written on you, not just be written out somewhere else, but be written in you and on you. And because they're written on you, right, you live by them, you do them. It's the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are the supernatural endowments of God to help us in an outside way, other than our common, basic, biblical, Holy Spirit reading, knowing, you know, God. It's like they come in and intervene in a high-level way. Like I've been in meetings many times, literal meetings, and when I used to have healing services quite a bit, I'd be standing there, and I don't know nothing about anybody, really. I'm having a meeting, I'm just inviting people from the radio station, telling them to meet in this building, and they come, and I don't know who they are. And all of a sudden I get words of knowledge, you know, that break through the clutter of things and the common basic thing of believing God for something. You know, I believe God, you're going to be healed. But then all of a sudden the gift of God would work. The gifts of the Spirit, the gift of faith would work. And all of a sudden it wasn't me, you know, believing God with them. It was sudden, all of a sudden I knew that I knew that I knew. It was done. And boom, it didn't happen very much, I mean, very often. In my opinion, it happened more and more as I went along, but at the same time, it's like, you see what I'm saying? The divine intervention of the, not just the everyday walking with God, word, teaching, Holy Spirit. It is the divine intervention of the gift of faith working on your behalf to give you answers and do things that you cannot do, that you cannot know, only with God's help. Amen. And remaining vulnerable like you are, remaining humble like a child, in Jesus' name, Deborah and Mark, to know that without God's intervention, like God told Moses, he said, I'm going to send an angel for you. You can go into the land. He said, no, I ain't going without you. You don't go, I don't go. It's like he knew he needed, you know, that power, that the one who knew everything. He knew he needed him. And so it was extremely important that he walk with him in Jesus' name. Amen. And walk in the gifts. Have the gifts working in their life, right? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Deborah Mark. All right, cool, cachet. I mean, something's on me right now about that. Something about that, Deborah Mark. I just felt that. I mean, when something special is going on, extra special, in a word, I feel that. And there's something going on, a divine impartation right there, Deborah Mark. Receive it together. If you can grab hands together and agree together, receive it in Jesus' name. Feel the affection of God for you. Hallelujah. Whoa, Jesus. That information is all about God releasing divine impartation to you. Woo! My Lord. My God, I'll take some of that. Yeah. Wow, 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 and wow. That was amazing. All right. Marja, $50. I think I almost missed that. Marja, $50. Okay, thank you, Marja. Marja, 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 Marja. Margin, 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 margin. Don't ask me what I'm doing. Margin, 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 margin. Marja, the margins. The margins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. I just feel like I want to sing over you. I said, God, I want to praise God over you. Regarding a man called Aziz. I keep dreaming about him, okay? Does he sing to you at night? Marjam, 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 Marjam. Does he do that? I mean, I'm just sort of kidding, but more than is normal, and I have no idea what to do, okay? Right? So the fact that God is something that's going on with Aziz in your dreams, that means that, you know, sometimes there's not really anything to do except, you know, let God guide you, learn how to be guided by him, as you know, and sing praises to him. Sometimes when you have dreams about things, you don't know what to do about them. Sometimes it's just God, it's just good to meditate on them, to ask God to, you know, sing songs over him and over it. And, you know, and don't try to make it something that it's not yet. In other words, don't try to start putting in your own ideas, you know, which is very hard to do, right? But to let God just let it be pure, let it be anything's pure that's of God. So it doesn't matter what it is. If it's from God, it's pure. But, you know, let God, the way that God gives you things, let it stay in that place and bless and pray and thank you, God. And God, help me to keep my mind right about this and help me keep my mind straight about it. And open my eyes up. Let me see what you want to see about Aziz. And as is, whatever it is, it's in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for opening that up to me. And give him glory and sing songs over him about it. Man, when I first got you on right now, I wanted to sing the song, Margin, 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 Margin. You know, I just started coming out of me like that. So I knew that something was going on, and then you send this to me. So I think that something's breaking through. Something's breaking through. I don't know what it is. I just sense your spirit man is coming loose from being bound, you know, if you will. From, you know, your soul is becoming opened up in Jesus' name, and God's readying you for the next move in your life in Jesus' name. And you have to play it smart and play it wise. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, right? Yeah, you can do that. You can be wise as a serpent. And your motives and intentions are pure as a driven snow because they come from God. If God tells you to do something that nobody else may call, you know, right motives, but if God tells you to do something, then if it's his motive and it comes from him, then it's pure. It doesn't matter. As long as it's biblical, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's a biblical desire, you know, yeah. So in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for that with her, God. You're opening up her soul. You're opening up that part of her mind, her emotions, her feelings, her memories, where she can receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bring freedom and connection to Marge with Aziz in Jesus' name. You've already obviously already done some connecting of some kind. Or just lead us and guide us in how you want to follow up on those things. Amen. All right. Bless. Free. Bring freedom. Bring that liberty that you're bringing her, God. That she does not get entangled with the things that are not of anything that's not of God is an entanglement. Even if it's a supposedly wonderful thing, right? But when something is of God, then it's not entanglement, right? It's a blessing. So we thank you, Jesus, for that blessing, God. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Donald and Tanya, $100. Thank you, Donald and Tanya. Thank you, Jesus, for hope your baby doll's doing okay. We just bless that child in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for favor. We thank you for favor. We thank you for blessing. And thank you for the blessed hope, God. The blessed hope that you're giving them, Father, the blessed hope. It's a blessed hope. It's not just a hope that we have of the natural realm, but it's a hope. When you hope in God, that means you hope from the desires of God. That means you hope from the realm of God's passion and God's purpose. Amen. So when you hope with that kind of hope, your hopes don't get messed up. Right? So thank you, Jesus, for helping Tanya and Donald as they keep their hopes alive because you're giving them hope. You're giving them something to look forward to dream about, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And blessing it, God, and teaching them how to walk through with grace and favor and humility, Father, and never, never again, ever in their life, feel like they do not purposefully do everything you tell them to do and take care of what you've given them. Like they take care of it with diligence, that they watch over everything, God, that when you give to them, that they are grateful and thankful and honor you back in whatever ways it is, with their praise, with their thanksgiving, with knowing that you are the source, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yes, God, and then open up those divine appointments through the hope that comes from God's word and his spirit in the name of Jesus, the hope of God, the hope from God. But if we hope that things are not of God, you know what happens with that? It gets messed up, right? Right. I've had plenty of that. Right. So in Jesus' name, let it be done. Let it be done according to thy will. Amen. All right. Chris, $100. Thank you, Chris. That 100, we just bless you tonight, Chris. We thank you, Lord, for God's favor in your life, for God increasing you, multiplying you, supplying all your needs and meeting all your needs, all your needs. I mean all your emotional needs, all your physical needs, all your social needs, all your needs to be honored with God's word, for God to honor you and bless you, for God to acknowledge you and recognize you as, this is my son, and he listens to my voice, and he hears my heart. And I thank you, Jesus, for Chris, God, that you are increasing his favor realm, in Jesus' name, increasing his favor with God and man. In Jesus' name, and man, show him how the balance of how when God favors God, that God's favor always manifests through people, somehow or another, in some form or another. In Jesus' name, hallelujah! Let it be done, God. Let it be done. He will know that it is done. It is finished. That God has done it. Amen. Amen. Andrika, $100. Thank you, Lord, Andrika, for Tyreek, $10, and thank you, Lord, for Tyreek, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your blessing, God, that your blessings will never fail them, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them, God, that 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling, that you will be blessed and favored and protected in Jesus' name, that you will watch the reward of the wicked with your own eyes, and because the reward of the wicked people are people who have totally turned their back on God and are out to hurt people and out to hurt God's work. Anybody who does that and who God knows, done everything to reach them, you know, talking about people around you or experiences you have, that God will allow them to be moved out of the way. Amen, in Jesus' name, moved out of the way. Yeah, so that God can bring his blessings to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God's favor on you, Tyreek. In the name of Jesus, Torrey, Lord, we thank you, Torrey, for that $10. We thank you, Jesus, for Torrey. We thank you, Lord, for his portion. I remember the first time I heard John Osteen preach, Joel Osteen's father. John Osteen was more of a preacher guy. Joel was kind of a good speaker and that kind of thing. But John was a mighty preacher, man. I mean, he got down with some, brother. It was amazing. I saw him preach at Christ for the Nations right after I got saved. And he said, the Lord, Tyreek, he said, the Lord is my portion. He turned around to these so many money-raising people. I mean, I remember back then, in that day, that John Osteen was like a on fire. He trusted God. He wasn't a man-pleaser. He'd turn around to those preachers in that meeting. He told them, he pointed his little kind little finger at them and said, you know, make the Lord your portion. You know, the Lord is your portion. It's not about, because they were raising a lot of money and doing it kind of like in the flesh, I think. And he was there to correct them. It was amazing, man. The Lord is your portion. That I think that Tory would always keep the Lord. No, the Lord is his portion. The Lord is the one who provides. Amen. And he works it so much through people that sometimes we forget that it's God doing it. But I thank you, Jesus, that Tory will never forget God. SW Auto Sales, $50. Thank you, Lord, LLC. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing that ministry, God. I just call that a ministry today. A ministry of blessing, a ministry of, Lord just called it a ministry. Wow, out of the blue. Wow. Bless that ministry, God, that ESW Auto Sales is a ministry. Is she the same that I don't know if Andrika sees it like that. No, I'm sure she does. In different ways, that it is a ministry. When you think of ministry, you think of a thing that is used by God to bless other people. It is an outlet to bless other people, to bring blessing to them. Amen? Yeah. Amen. So that's that. All right, Chris, $15. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom and liberty, the spirit of freedom. Let him know freedom like he's never known before, Father, that he will know the freedom of his soul. He will know the freedom of that, of not being able to come short in his thinking. That he'll be able to think clearly, think sharply, and think productively in Jesus' name, that his mind will be clear from clutter, from things that just try to clutter up his mind. The enemy always tries to bring clutter in my mind. He tries to clutter my mind up all the time with stuff. Anxiety and stress. And, oh, my God, is it going to work? Is it going to happen? You just have to get that cleansed out, get it washed out, and let God fill you with solid things of your relationship with the Father, that he is the God of all things. He'll make all things work together for good. Amen. Those who love God are those who are called and according and chosen according to his purposes. And I thank you, Lord, that Chris will see that he is called to your purpose. It's about a purpose. Amen. Not just a thinking, staying busy. It's about we have a purpose. That purpose keeps us powered up with energy. And drink of $15, that we will work less and earn a whole lot more and more. Amen to that. Amen. We just thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you for that blessing. Thank you, God, for that opening up. Thank you, Lord, for the caretaker inside of her, God, to be able to, like a shepherd, to take care of things, take care of her family, take care of people around her, take care of God's kingdom, that God will trust you like he did David, because David was a caretaker, that he took care of things. Amen. He did whatever the Father told him to do. He trusted God. He was a worshiper. He was a lover. He loved God. He loved to love. And because of that, he was a great shepherd. And she's saying, bring the shepherd out of Dendrika, God, into everything she does. Let her see it as a shepherd's calling from the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And Cheryl from Florida, $170. Thank you, Cheryl. And it's thank you for the blessings of God. Thank you for the blessings of the Father upon you. Lord, I just declare, I know she just lost her father just recently. And Lord, I just pray tonight that the Father's blessing, the Father God's blessing, the blessing of other fathers. Like I had a spiritual father. My, Pastor Jerry was really, the best spiritual father I ever had. Probably enough. Maybe he should have corrected me more. I don't know whether he should have or not. But he just kind of let me go. And he just kind of let me flow. And he kind of pulled the reins on me a couple of times, you know. And so I listened to him, and I was very sensitive to him. And when he didn't want to do anything, I wouldn't do it. Sometimes he told me, okay, Chandler, when you get up there, on my way up to the pulpit, right, he would call me out of nowhere. It's okay, Chandler. And he kind of whispered in my ear and said, don't take too long. Like that. Every once in a while I do that, not real. And so I would make it real short. And he was, oh, that was too short. I went, okay, I'm learning. I don't know what short is. And so I just all kinds of things. And he was, I thank God for the Father Spirit that was nurtured in me through him. It was a beautiful thing, and I loved it and loved him. Still love him to this day. We're still not connected. But, you know, he's a beautiful man, and thank God for him. Amen, that God bring that, continue to bring that into your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And he was the first person who ever really accepted me as a prophet. And I wasn't going to call myself a prophet. I didn't consider myself a prophet. I wasn't a prophet, actually, in my opinion. And so little by little, because his fathering type, you know, call over me, you know, he let me have my freedom, a lot of freedom, maybe too much freedom. I don't know, a lot of freedom. And he was so good at it, letting me have your freedom. It was the sweetest thing and most powerful thing I've ever seen. Because, I mean, every pastor I ever had before that was like on me, like, but I didn't, you know. So it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And they weren't mean to me. I didn't really have too many fathers that were mean to me. But, you know, some of them did reject me a little bit, especially when I started throwing the gifts. And they weren't used to that. They got a little intimidated by that. So other than that, they were fine. All right, I don't know what that's about, but the Father blessing on your life, to fill your life with the Father blessings. All right, Carmen, $135. Thank you, Lord, for Carmen. Lord, we just thank you for David, her precious baby, God, her son. God, we thank you for touching him. We thank you for loving him. We thank you for ministering to him. We thank you for his calling. We thank you for his election, God, that he will heed your voice and understand and know who you are, God, in Jesus' name, that he will, everything that would bring prejudice to him about the things of God, about the power of God, about the gifts of God, anything that would bring a prejudice against that of some kind through religion, broken off of him, and that he would be blessed, Father, that he would know that his God is God, is God of freedom, that he would be free from every entanglement, every bondage of religion, Father, into the free hand of God, the loving hand of a father who cares more for him than any father could ever care. And our fathers many times love us much. Of course they do. But the Heavenly Father's love is so much more nurturing and so much more personal because he goes with us. Our father, when we grow up, we leave our fathers. We come see him once in a while. But when we go, when God's our father, he goes with us everywhere we are. Jesus and I only do what I see my father do. Right? And so he had a choice to go with the father, and the father showed him what to do, and he was with him all the time. He never left him. He was always there. And but yet he had the freedom to do what his father wanted him to do or not do it. That's what a great father the father is. Hallelujah, the Father God, in Jesus' name. Bless, bless, bless in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And bless Carmen, God, and give her the strength, God. And, you know, Carmen, I have to say, when I called your son, after you text me and ask me if I can some time tonight. And so, man, I tell you, girl, I felt the glory of God on him. I mean, I felt the glory of God in that room. I did. And I'm not, you know, I'm telling you exactly. And I felt the glory of God. I was just like, oh, God, what do I do with this? Honestly, I was like going, woo! I felt the reverence of God. Man, that was strong. What's going on in that place with that boy? Really? It was sweet Jesus stuff. Oh, my God. Man, I haven't had that in a while. Not like that. And I could tell it was coming through the phone, too. It wasn't just the anointing on me. It was the anointing. I felt like, you know, that God had set that up and that God was doing something. And that, so we prayed and believe God. Amen. All right, Daniel 1:53-55. Thank you, Jesus, for that, for Daniel. Thank you, Lord, for the Father in him, the Father that Daniel is, God, the Father that you make him, that you've made him, God, that he won't come short of being the Father that he strongly desires to be, spiritual Father, you know, the Father to his children, in Jesus' name, that he will not come short. He will not always feel like he's coming short, but God, but yet in one sense, sometimes feeling like we come up short causes us to depend on him, but when we're finished depending on him, we feel satisfied that because we depended on him to be the father that he wanted us to be, or be the mature man in the room. The world, let me tell you something, Daniel, the world is lacking godly men, not just because they're Christian, but because they have they have this father anointing. It's just something missing in the earth. Like I talked with others tonight, Cheryl and even Carmen a little bit, about how that, you know, the Father, man, woo, the Father anointing in my life. I've been honored. I have coaches in my life who have fathered me. My own father was a good father. My father and I were close in many ways. My father was easy to love. He was a loving man, a strong man, and yet, you know, big, tall, you know, guy, dark, wavy hair, beautiful man. And so, you know, but yet in some ways he didn't follow me very well. He followed me in many ways very good. In other ways he didn't, you know. And I don't know if he just didn't know how or what, but overall he did really great, but just because we had a good relationship. But my coaches became my secondary fathers. And boy, without them, they nurtured things in my life that had it not been for them, I would have probably went around with my tail between my legs all my life. And because of them, I probably had a lot of pride too, because they discovered the things that were good in me and they nurtured them. And it gave me something to live for. I mean, it's amazing. I was worthless before them, you know, in some areas, honestly. And so that's what a father does. That's what a coach does. But thank you, Jesus, for blessing Daniel with that, God, increasing him and multiplying him with that blessing. Amen. They'll be satisfied knowing that the Father would say over him, good job, Daniel. my beloved servant. I'm well pleased with you. I know you desire that, Daniel. God's going to fulfill it. Amen. Nikki and Charles, $170. Thank you, Nikki and Charles. No, Charles had his surgery. Don't forget to pray for Charles and Nikki. And thank you, Jesus. We just bless them, God. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing on them to carry out the full purposes of God, that they will not come short of the glory of God in any fashion or any form, God, that they will fulfill the glory of God. They will fulfill the glory and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that they have a ministry, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Jesus, for that. That they are here to, like Adam and Eve, God told Adam and Eve to take care of the earth, to till the earth, to you know, they didn't have to work real hard, but they worked and they tilled the garden. God, I thank you that you called Nikki and Charles to till the garden of God's people, to till them, to, you know, do a little, you know, get the hoe out and, you know, dig up the dirt a little bit, throw some dirt around here and there. Keep things nurtured. Yeah, and take care of the garden of God. In Jesus' name, that they would take care of the garden of God. Whatever God gives them to take care of, that they are good caretakers over your gardens, God, over your peoples, over families, over their lives with their children, God. In Jesus' name, that hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The blessing of God and the family, and like Joseph wanted with his family to be with him so bad. And finally it happened after years of rejection, after years of trouble. Joseph's brothers and his father came to be with him. I mean, it's just that story is still today mind-boggling to me, how Joseph never made it back to there. I mean, we think he would could have made it back if he had stole a horse or something. I mean, somehow he could have. But, I mean, God just locked him up, man, so he couldn't get out, so he could be fully used. Sometimes God has to take a hold of us, seize us, to put us in a position to walk with him at the fullest level, like he did Joseph. So he seized him, literally, so he couldn't just go around doing it. Yeah, he seized his whole life, and because of that, he had a hard few years, and then God just loosed him and let him go. Oh, my God, it's amazing. Amazing. Yeah, the amazing grace of God. There you go. All right, Jeannie, $200. Thank you, Jeannie. For that, the thunder and the sunders. What is that? I don't know. The lightning and the manifestations of God's voice, the manifestation of God's voice in her life, God, in many different ways that you speak, in many ways that you do things, God, that your voice will be made clear to her in so many ways, whether it comes through me or comes through a friend or comes through a horse or a donkey, whatever. I don't know, Jeannie, if you ever asked one of your animals, God let one of your animals talk to you, but wouldn't it be fun if one of them turned around and said, hey, man, I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time. You sure are a fine woman. You know, one of your studs turned around and said, you sure are a fine woman. Came from probably the flesh, I'm sure, but you sure are a fine woman. I can tell you love the Father. Yeah. Why don't you sing a little song when you ride me? I'd like that. Sing some songs to me. I'd like to hear you sing. Like Roy Rogers and Dale Evans or something like that. I don't know. Where's all this coming from? I don't know. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Bless her, God, with the animal creatures. God, bless her, Jesus. Thank you for connecting her to that realm of life and just satisfying her and bringing joy to her, bringing peace, bringing love to her, Father. Bring that love, the love of the Father, the love of the Son, the love of the Holy Ghost, the love of the Word, the love of worship, the love of God's people, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Jesus. And bless her, God. Activate her. Let her callings be activated to the fullest in Jesus' name. Every gift, every subject you want her to dive into and know about, God, bring it to her supernaturally. In Jesus' name, she can walk in the full wisdom of Almighty God. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The blessings of the Father be upon you. The blessings of God. May he nurture your most inner being, your most inner parts. May they be satisfied. May they, and the glory of God soak through into the very depth of your bones. In Jesus' name, that your bones will cry out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the food of heaven. Hallelujah. And then Nicole, $428.73. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Jesus, for Nicole. Thank you, Lord, for the activation of her faith, Father, the activation of the purposes of God. I sense that. And we're going to come into a season soon, and maybe I'll know when that is. I don't know exactly right now. But be able to know that there's going to be like an activation of a new era, or not a new era, if that's the right word or not, but a new time where just like things that we always dreamed of stepping into, all of a sudden something just opens up and we just step through, you know, like that, like a door opens up spiritually or something. And all of a sudden, you know, we know that we know that we know, and you just step through and you walk in and never look back, you know, type thing. And it's like into that, you know, because your desire to please the Lord and do what the Lord wants you to do and to teach his people and to bless his people and to be a blessing to God's people, that God enable you to do that and step into the glory of God, you know, the end times, the understanding of what's coming, to be able to bring peace and clear, distinct warnings of what comes ahead in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that. Like I talked about portal tonight. You know, here I am at my last caller. So well, I got a couple more people tonight giving, but at the portal I talked about tonight. And if you're able to listen to the first part of this show tonight and the teaching part, but I talked about the portal coming from our mother's womb, who ushered us into the earth realm. That's what I'm talking about. It's like I suddenly see you standing at a portal, and all of a sudden you're just stepping through it, and like, wow. I've dreamed of it. This happened to me when the angel came to me and in 2005, January 11, 2005, and said there's a massive merger coming. I'd have never thought that was it. I've never dreamed, but I stepped into a place where all of a sudden I was supernaturally endowed to know things without any effort. It just came to me. But other people struggled to know all this stuff. It's like, you know, I just knew it, you know, and that's what I mean, that portal. I stepped through that portal. And sometimes it's because I struggle with some really difficult things, and because of my struggle, my heart yearned for God, and when he answered it, that's what happened. He brought me to that place. All right, Shannon, $25. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you for that. All right, give me a second. All right. Okay. There we go. Hang on a second. All right. Which one is it? Okay. All right. Yes. Pray for my beautiful wife. God protects her like he protected, yes, Sarah, I guess. I can't see the rest of that text. A screenshot. Okay, my parents just sent a screenshot of trigger request, or a prayer request. Oh, yes. Prayer for my beautiful wife. God protects. Oh, I got it right. Protects her like he protected Sarah for Abraham. Amen. Amen. Awesome. I love that. That is true. He did. I've been talking about that a little bit this week. Yeah, I see that. And then, I mean, thank you, Lord, for that. Yes, it's good that you're praying for her before she comes. A lot of parents do that for their children. Sometimes we have to do it for ourselves. We have to pray for our future children, even our future wife, our future husband, our future jobs. You know, we start praying for them, giving God thanks. Amen. So I thank you, Lord, for that very prayer request in Jesus' name, that you will bring protection over his future wife, God, in the name of Jesus. And yes, thank you, Lord, for doing that, opening that up and blessing and causing the blessing of God to come upon of that part of his life, God, in Jesus' name, that no one can have what belongs to Shannon. No one can have it in Jesus' name. It cannot be taken by anybody. It belongs to him. Amen. In Jesus' name, let it be done. I pray by faith in Jesus' name, by the faith of God, in Jesus' name, by the faith of Almighty God, I pray. I would loosen my faith tonight, Father, on behalf of the situation, God, that you let it be done according to thy will, O Father, your blessed hope in Shannon, God, that he will hope in you. He will always hope in you, Jesus. He will always hope in you. He will live and abide and have his being inside of you and for your desires and for your passions, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it be done. All right, Angel of Joy. $2, thank you for Angel of Joy tonight, Father. For that 15, we thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you for blessing her with a fresh new anointing, Father, for this end time thing going on. To know, understand the end times, to have her doctrine, you know, in line with what God says. And so that she will not miss in anything, any fashion or form, anything that God asks for her, Father, in Jesus' name, that the anointing to protect what you called her to, what you've chosen her to be, what you've chosen her to do, God, in Jesus' name, that she is just like Joshua and Caleb. I thought about this right now, Angel of Joy, that Joshua was like 40 and Caleb was, what, 80? Yeah, and we're kind of in between there, right? So praise God. I'm not 40, and I don't think you are either. And I'm not 80. I know you're not 80. So I thank you, Jesus, for you know, we're going to enter that promised place. Amen, with the blessing of God. And God's got a mountain for us. Got a special place. Caleb, you know, had a special place that he asked God for, this particular mountain that he asked for, and he got it. God gave it to him. So I thank you, Jesus, for Angel of Joy, God, moving into that promised land, taking that promised property, that promised land, that promised house, that promised blessing in Jesus' name, that she will enter in just like Caleb and Joshua entered in. They were the only two of that old crew that entered in. I thank you, Lord, that in Jesus' name that will be said of her. She entered in when, you know, the old crew didn't, but she did. And Jesus, thank you, Lord, for letting that be done, Father. But the faith of Abraham, the faith of Joshua and Caleb, Father, and their ability to just love for God and their strength to do what God says, and then just not just talking about it, but doing it. Thank you, Jesus, for that with the angel of God. She follows through with what she knows to do in Jesus' name. She follows through with what she knows to do. Amen. She follows through with what you know to do. And, oh, your inheritance, yes, from my mom. Yes, thank you, Lord, for God, that you'll protect that and watch over that. Inheritances just are unique creature for sure. God, we thank you that those that are watching over that inheritance, God, that everything that is hidden will be revealed. Everything that needs to be shown forth will be shown forth. Everything that will be delegated out, Father, just like I think Moses is the one that delegated out property. Ooh, I just realized something. I gotta look that up. Hang on a second. Chuka, chuka, maha. This may be for Angel of Joy, too. Akamayo. Shikwata. All right, I just realized something. I have to look this up real quick. The Lord had told Moses, Joshua 14, verse 5, I just realized something new. It's just fresh revelation for me personally. The Lord had told Moses how to give the land to the tribes of Israel. People of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. They allotted the land. Wow. Because Moses was the one who... Now, that's another thing to me that proved that Moses was supposed to be the one to take them into the land, because he's the one who told, you know, which property and which land they're going to be in. You know, he allotted it. He's the one that allotted it. So it tells you that he had been given authority to, once they get there, to say, this is yours and that's yours and this belongs to you and that belongs to you, because God had given it to him, which tells you he was supposed to take them in. Oh, my God. I'm blaming this on you, Nikki. People of Israel followed through exactly as God had commanded Moses. They apportioned the land. Whoa, dude. Here are the inheritance. This is Joshua, who am I at? Joshua 14. Hang on a second. And I'm learning something good tonight. This is a new thing for me. I knew this, but I didn't connect it. You know, I've read it many times, but I never connected it to my answer to, well, was it really, you know, his job to take him in or not? Or maybe he just was supposed to work that way. But it says right here that here are the inheritance allotments that the people of Israel received in the land of Canaan. Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun and the heads of the family clans made the allotments. Each inheritance was assigned by lot to the 9.5 tribes, just as God had commanded Moses. Moses had given the 2.5 tribes their inheritance east of the Jordan, but hadn't given an inheritance to the Levites, as he had to the others, because the sons of Joseph had become 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. They gave no allotment to the Levites, but they did give them cities to live in with pasture rights for their flocks and herds. People of Israel followed through exactly as God had commanded Moses. They appointed the land. Oh, my God. See, that says right there that tells me that God had told Moses, you know, the reason he had the authority to allot the land, to, you know, tell people, you know, what tribe you're going to have, what part of the property of the land. Wow. I don't know what this has to do with you exactly. I apologize, but man, so God told Moses what to do. That's the only way he would have known to do this. God told him everything. If you ever look to see how much God told Moses, it's a mind-boggling thing. It's a mind-boggling thing how much God talked to Moses. I don't think he talked to Jesus when he talked to Moses, but seriously. If he did, that it doesn't say. You know, I'm sure he talked to him a lot, but man, with Moses, he gave him details, laws of every kind in detail. I mean, they were detailed order. My Lord and my God, Moses was amazing. Thank you for Moses right now. I thank you for Nikki, God, in her inheritance. Jesus, that you have that allotted out. You have it worked out. And God, that nothing can stop it. Nothing can hinder it. In Jesus' name, the way it said the people of Israel followed through exactly as God had commanded Moses. They appointed the land. So, Lord, let that be done with the people that are involved in her inheritance. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Let it be done. Wow, that was a cool, cool thing. I got some new revelation. Hallelujah. Wow, that was really, 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 really awesome. Okay. All right, I'm going to look at this for a second. Give me just a second here, and I'll be right back. I'm looking at something here, Numbers 34, verse 13, talking about land and property right now. There's an anointing for land and property, inheritance, God's inheritance for land and property. You know, they grew their crops. They did all that stuff in the land and property God gave. That's what they did. That was the provision place that became the provision place where they grew. They had oil. They had crops. They had everything. Well, I thank you for the anointing tonight. For the land of Canaan, so to speak, of the land where, you know, the provision was grown, and that their own, from their own soil that they owned, that was belonged to them. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that that Moses commanded the Israelites, assign this land by lot as an inheritance. The Lord has ordered that it be given to them to the 9.5 tribes. Wow. Wow, he gives the instructions. This is in Numbers 34. He's giving them instruction on what law, what land they own. Am I getting there right? No, I am. All right. There we go. Those kind of children are saying, this is the land of the Lord, which you shall inherit by lot. So he gave it out lot by lot. How did he know all that? Did he have a picture of the lot? I got to find out about all that. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, these are the names of the men who shall divide the land among you as an inheritance. Eleazar, the priest, Joshua, son of Nun, and you shall... thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I think Nicole's trying to get in on this property thing. Good job, Nicole. All right, this is awesome. Okay. Nicole, dollar in. One second, how much is that? $1.80. Okay, give me just, okay, here we go. Oh, from D.C., offering, okay. Offering, $1.80 from Nicole from D.C. Can you get her in on this property thing? What am I doing? $1.81. That'd be nice, the price of land, wouldn't it? $1.81, that'd be awesome. Okay, thank you, Lord, for getting a call in on this. Thank you, Jesus, for property, for land, for provision, for land that we own, that is ours completely, that's paid for. That's what the land of Canaan was the land. They didn't have to purchase it. There was no money involved. It was given to them as an inheritance. So we thank you, Lord, for every person out there tonight. We thank you, Lord, that for those that are involved in inheritance or in land deals and for where, you know, food and, you know, gold and oil and the precious things, you know, all the things, the fish, the seafood, everything, and the fruits and the veggies and the flowers and everything that you grow, God, that are involved in that land of property. I thank you, Lord, for the blessing of that on tonight in the name of Jesus, and how Moses was used to bring allotments and appointed them to every bit of. There's something going on with this tonight, y'all. I was not a plan of going this tonight. This is the word inheritance. What was I looking at, Bogo? Something like that. And it ended up right here. Oh, yeah, because Moses, I was trying to remember if Moses, I think of Moses a lot about those lots. He never even entered into the promised land as far as, you know, with the people of God. So how did he have those lots? I'm going to find out all this stuff. If you know, let me know. I'm going to start looking it up with scripture. Did he have a map God gave him? Did God tell him that supernaturally? Or did he, you know, have Abraham leave something, side note or something, you know? Wow. Thank you, Lord, for Angela Joy and that thing being with her, the property thing with Angela Joy. And thank you, Lord, for that 50, that anointing, God, in Jesus' name, and for the appointment of land and property. And for food and for clothes, for that they own, that there was no debt to it. There was no debt, and I'm just realizing that because there was no, they never bought it. Why God did what He did with the laws and the laws? Wow, because they never paid for the land. That's why the land is always theirs. It could be temporarily lost, but had to always be given back. Something about that. There's something about that tonight, y'all. There's an anointing on this. Wow. Bullshit. Veloha. Click hook on my sneaky tobacco. Yeah, because it says right there, this is Numbers 34, and then I read Joshua 14. So you might want to look into those scriptures, and we're going to learn some things. I have a feeling it has to do with the end times. I have a feeling it has to do very majorly with the provision of food for Texas and possibly other states. Right? Yeah. Yeah. This is amazing. I can really get excited about stuff, y'all. Forgive me if people think I'm over exaggerating. I'm not over exaggerating. It's like this is, I sense something about inheritance as far as for things that God has given for the provision of the end times. Yeah, to help people, you know, not having to be connected and in bondage to the system. Yeah, that the Antichrist system will, the one world government will begin to oppose anything that belongs to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, specifically the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Wow, this has been an amazing night, y'all. I went somewhere tonight. I don't know if you went with me or not. I hope you did. But if you weren't able to, God bless you and help you next time. But, whoa. All right. This just opens up a big barn door. Big barn door. Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. We love you guys. And we will talk to you. If anybody has any prayer requests, let me know real quick. And then I'm going to move on. So, you're welcome so much. This is like really, really, really a major thing for me. I mean, I'm seeing something I haven't seen before. And it all came through. Nikki wanted to pray for her inheritance. Thank you, Nikki, for that. That's pretty cool. All right. Any more prayer requests? Anybody got anything special? I'm ready to call tonight. So let's just do that. All right, everyone. God bless. All right, we will talk to you guys Monday. Sorry, not tomorrow. Monday we will talk to you, and God bless. We thank you very much for everything you do for PGN and for how God speaks to you. Day is tomorrow. Okay, well, happy birthday to you. Nikki just sent a thing. Destiny's birthday is tomorrow. All right. Okay, I'm getting a couple of notes here. Destiny's birthday is tomorrow. So Lord, we just thank you for her birthday, God. We thank you for blessing her, Jesus, and making things real, God, helping her, showing her that you are there on her side like never before. God, not just in an outside fashion, but on the inside, that you're with her like never before on the inside, the clearing the way for the freedom of God in her life, God, in Jesus' name, more and more all the time, every day. Doing better and better, peeling the onion little by little, grace by grace. Amen. In Jesus' name, and bless her, God, and fulfill her life, God. Let her find happiness, God, in you, in Jesus' name. All right, one more thought here, just a thought. Shannon says, I don't know how it works out, if it does, but I hope it has nothing to do with how hard I try or if I do things exactly right. I'm not sure what you're talking about there, but maybe I'm just a little slow tonight. I'm not sure what you mean by that exactly. Yeah. I don't know how to answer that. All right. Amen. Nikki goes, amen. All right, y'all. That's it. I'm general with what God has for us. I don't get it. I'm slow sometimes. God bless me. All right, God bless you guys, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you very much. Looking forward to this thing with the inheritance thing and the land and all that. I'm not sure what that is, but it has something to do with the future. I know that. All right, God bless everyone. Bye-bye.